大家好，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph。
大家知道，任何一种语言都会存在一些外来词，比如说英文 ，there's a lot of English words which come from French, right?
Oh, right. I could think of so many words, and three of them off the top of my head would be déjà vu, à la mode, and I guess the simple verb regard.
Déjà vu, 这个是、哦、我好像学法语课的时候学过，是似曾相识的感觉。第二个是啥
？À la mode.
啊，那个是叫时髦的、流行的，或者说加冰淇淋的。第三个 regard, 这个就不用解释了，大家都认识。And do you know any Chinese word that comes from English language?
I know every Chinese word that comes from English because I speak English. Maybe something like party, 排队，
对
，coffee, 咖啡，
对
，chocolate.巧克力model 模特沙发
对沙发我们的这个九老师可以说是汉语十级了、啊、但是作为一名汉语的 native speaker 我还是能补充一些的 China guest word are these 第一个扑克
poker
爵士
I don't know dress
爵士 jazz 脱口秀
Talk show.
对对对，最后一个的 last one, 马拉松
Marathon.
嗯
But the first time I've seen this word, I couldn't figure out what was horse pulls soft. The pronunciations are very close, but sometimes not exactly close, so it's not that hard, but sometimes it could be a little bit difficult.
没错，从英文当中引进的一些、中文词汇啊，一般都是通过巧妙的音译，然后融合到中文里面，所以呢听上去比较好猜。今天要和大家聊的就是这一些非常有意思的从英文当中来的这个中文的外来词。如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。首先要特别说的第一个词是卡，就是刷卡卡片的那个卡。
Oh, of course, I know that one. Yeah, that one's card.
对，大家念两嘴就会发现还是音译的套路来的，其实不难说通。
But I've heard before that this word is a very ancient Chinese character that's been used for a long time, and before it did not mean the same thing, but now you use it just because of the sound.
嗯，我最开始知道的时候也会觉得有点意外，因为一般提到外来词都不会讲到卡这个字，因为它被借来的太久了，我们都已经用很久了，而且甚至还会有很多很多的引申词，像卡车啦、卡带啊。
But I have read that some people that study Chinese believe that this word didn't even have the pronunciation of 卡、
嗯、
until you started using it to mean card.
嗯，就是还有学者啊认为说卡这个字呢，在和英文 card 这个词联系起来之前，甚至都没有卡这个读音，这一点大家可以去了解考证一下，保留自己的意见吧。下面这个词叫做血拼，翻译自英文单词 shopping。
Oh, I know shopping. I love shopping. Going out and buying all kinds of things, but you know, only if I have the money to do it. But I have no idea what 血拼 is.
嗯，的确 ，shopping 这个词本身在英文当中啊是没有疯狂购物的含义的，它就表示购物。但是呢，放到今天，双十一刚过去 ，Black Friday 即将到来的今天，我相信大家对 shopping 这个词都不再能冷静的面对。So, 血 is blood.And pin is to try really, really hard to do something. So put them together. 血拼 is to get ready to risk one's blood, one's life to do something here to shop.
Oh, it sounds like really hard to move blood around in your body to me, but okay. I've seen so many videos online every year about sales, you know, especially in America on Black Friday. But I guess it's more safer for shopping in China since, you know, Double 11 Festival is mostly done online.
讲到这里，不知道我的听众朋友们，这个剁手党们最近过得可好呢？下一个词杀马特是一个90后专属的词，为了更加准确的传达杀马特的宗旨和精髓呢，刚特意给我们的九老师看了一些照片和火星文。
I guess this word is used because it sounds like the English word smart, and smart can have two meanings. The first meaning could be fashionable. A person who looks smart means they are dressed very fashionable, but the other one I guess could be done in irony.
嗯，对，这个 smart 除了大家最熟悉的聪明的意思之外呢，它还有光鲜的、衣着讲究的意思。虽然说现在长大成熟的我们会鄙视当年杀马特的自己，觉得这终究是个贬义词，但是不可否认，这个风格啊，它走的是一个视觉系。不能否认，在当时你确实会觉得那个衣着很讲究，对吧？ 悄悄跟大家说，我一个90后至今都不敢翻开我初中时候的日记本，全是火星文记录。然后呢还有一些比如说广东话里面骂人这个 cursing 的 poor guy， 我不知道发准不准啊，其实来自英文当中的 poor guy， 然后百度百科搜索车厘子会自动跳转到这个樱桃的词条，因为车厘子本来就是 cherry 音译来的，等等都非常有意思。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目，如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程，了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了，大家可以再去多了解一些。那么今天呢
Yeah, I guess that's all for today. My name is Joseph and I'm happy that we had this chance to have the discussion about words that sound the same in English and in Chinese.
对
Yeah.
非常开心跟大家聊今天这一期节目，大家可以自己再去搜多一些这样子有趣的外来词。我是卡拉，我们下次再见吧。
Bye.
拜拜。